time to get the scriptures down there. Praise God. We began by singing He is Risen this morning. And what we're rejoicing in at the moment is that we also are risen. See, every time I sing that He is risen, I think I'm risen too, Lord. Yes. Praise God. And what did we sing? For you, O Lord, are high. Is that what we sang? And I think, well, yes, Lord, I'm high and lifted up as well. Praise God. It's good to start to see that. Amen. It's called this morning, I'm Not Budging. We'll see if you'll agree with that. I'm Not Budging. That's the title, very spiritual there. Ephesians 2 and verse 4. God who is rich in mercy. Anyone pleased about that? He's rich. That means he's wealthy in mercy. And I'm pleased to constantly be on the receiving end of that mercy. I don't know about you. Praise God. I'm thankful, Father, that you're rich in mercy as my Father in heaven. Because of his great love with which he loved us, has left us struggling in all the challenges of life. Oh, anyone see that written in there? God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, in a bit of verse 5, has made us alive together with Christ. Hallelujah. He's made us alive together with Christ. All the life Christ is in, we're all in with him. Hallelujah. You're only alive if you're with Christ. If you're not with Christ, the scripture says you're dead, trespasses and sins. We're alive with Christ, praise God. Verse 6, and raised us up together. We've been looking at this for a few weeks. He's more to show us here. Raised us up together. Now, notice it's not one person individually or a few special saints. When you get born again, everyone raised up together and made us sit together. Everyone sitting in the heavenly places. He's not put you into hellish places. He's put you into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I've got a note here. I'm not budging out of this. Praise God. I'm not budging out of this. This is the freely given position that we've been given in Christ Jesus. And I'm not budging. Praise God. Young people, the moment you believe in Christ, he lifts you right up and he seats you together with himself at the right-hand side of Heavenly Father. Wow, it's wonderful. We're going to explore a little bit here together. Why is Jesus seated? Ephesians 1 and verse 20 says that he's at God's right hand in heavenly places. Why is he seated? Anyone tell me? He's finished his work. His work is totally and perfectly and utterly complete. Hallelujah. He's sitting down, and you and I are sitting down. Why? Because we're seated and sitting in a finished work. We're going to have a little look at this here together. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, the work is totally completed and totally, totally finished, Christ's work. It's wonderful for us. It tells us 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, I love this scripture, you were washed. You were washed. The moment you got born again, you were washed. You were sanctified. That means you were separated out to God. You were justified. You were saved to the uttermost. In other words, there isn't any part yet to be saved. You are saved to the uttermost. It's a completed work by Christ. You're filled with the Spirit of Christ. And you're sat down in His eternal presence forever. Forever. This is not an in and out. No. This is a permanent position given by God. I'm not budging. Anyone agree with that? You speak it out. You, if you believe, you say, I'm not budging out of this. It's freely given by God. You see, God, our loving Father, He's put us right into the center of Christ's finished work. Right into the very center of it, into Christ Himself. Hebrews 10 and verse 14 says this, by the one sacrifice, He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Those being sanctified. This is God's work. He has perfected forever. Perfected forever. The word means complete. You are completed forever, is the truth of this scripture, by the one sacrifice of Christ Jesus. You received that sacrifice. You received the benefits of that. He says you are perfected forever, those being sanctified, being set apart to God. From God's point of view, everything is completed in you and for you. Everything completed, perfected forever. Praise God. I mean, would you be prepared to say that about yourself? The Scripture says that. The Holy Spirit says that about you. I'm perfected forever. I'm completed forever through Christ's finished work. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's wonderful. My works could never get me or you to this glorious position. Nothing that you've ever done in the past, nothing that you'll ever do in the future, nothing ever that you left undone in the past, and nothing that you leave undone in the future is ever going to affect this. You see, the just live by faith. We put our trust into nothing we've done. We put our trust into everything He's done. This is the power. This is the freedom that we have in Christ. Glory to God. So nothing that I've ever done, ever will do, hadn't done, didn't do much of, could ever get me to this glorious position. It's God the Father's free gift to whomever will receive it. Say, I'll have that gift. Whoever will receive that gift, it's theirs. Hallelujah. Through His Son, Jesus. There's nothing you can do to improve on this. You can't improve on what God has already done for us. Hallelujah. He's raised us up together with Him, and He has been raised to the highest place, and He has been given the name that's above every name, and we're in Him. You can't go higher. You can start to appreciate the height that God has taken you to. That's a very different thing. You can start to appreciate it and read about it and cultivate it and rejoice about it and speak it back to God with thanksgiving. Then you're getting strengthened up in this wonderful salvation that He has done. He's washed you, He's sanctified you, He's justified you, He's saved you to the uttermost, He's perfected you forever, He's sat you down in Christ Jesus in heavenly places forever. You can't improve on that. Glory to God. You see, it's a place of total rest and confidence. Total rest. Christ is seated in the finished work. You have put your faith in Him and you said, Lord Jesus, I believe I'm seated together with you. I'm a total rest in my lovely Lord. My confidence is in Christ. You see, he said, you'll find rest near me. Well, you're not near him. You're in him. He said, Christ and rest for your soul are one. He is our peace. Glory to God. Now, this is a permanent position for you to live in. You didn't decide to work for where you are sitting. Your Father in heaven wanted you so much to be near him that he raised you up in Christ and he sat you down right beside himself. Our glorious, glorious Father in heaven, because he loved you so much. Christ will never be moved from this powerful position. Oh no, nothing's ever going to move Christ from out of this powerful position. And neither will you be moved if you remain in him. If you hold this position through faith, you continue, you say, Lord, this is my position. This is where I choose to live. Glory to God. Now, he says, don't budge. Colossians 3, let's have a look at that. Verses 1 and 2 there. If then you were raised with Christ, past tense, the work's been done, seek those things which are above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on things above and not on the things on the earth. You see, I mean, that's saying don't budge. That's saying seek, set your mind, set to this. Your mind won't be moved off this. I won't be shifted off of this. This is my position. Seek means go after. Go after everything that the Scripture tells me about my position in Christ. Seek it. Go after it. Read about it. See, the person who will get this CD and sit down and go through these Scriptures and repeat them over and meditate over them till the whole thing is totally you. You become one with this truth. The truth becomes one with you. And so you're set into this understanding. Seeking to understand these Scriptures for yourself so that you can live in the good of them. You've got to live in the good of them. You've got to take them to yourself to live in the good of them. Wouldn't it be a tragedy if we go through life troubled, worried, anxious, thrown around by all sorts of things, when we could be in perfect steadiness, composure, and confidence in Christ? Wouldn't it be a tragedy? Father sees you sitting right there, and you're in an anxious, worried, upset state. When he's right there, flowing all power available to you through the Father, through Jesus. It would be a tragedy. So that's why we're getting focused. That's why we're getting set with our mind onto these things. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. He says, set your mind on it all. Don't budge. Have your mind filled with all this good news. You see, a look at our lives tells us whether we've grasped this or not. You know, a look at your life, you're looking at your life. You know, if you're easily thrown around, easily upset by all sorts of things, we haven't grasped this yet. But it's all there to be grasped. That's why we preach it, that you might lay hold on this and that you might be as steady as Christ himself. That's what's there for us. You might be as at peace as Christ himself. Does anyone like a huge unexpected bill landing on your doorstep? Does anyone like that? Does anyone think that's fun? Well, we had one of those. The council tax people had got something wrong in their calculations and stuff. And so one of these huge bills lands on the doorstep, over £2,000. So this tests out where you're sitting. This focuses clearly on what you're sitting. You say, all right, look, that's arrived. This is no problem to you. We settle ourselves in your magnificent, glorious presence and peace, and you'll have answers for us, and we're not in any panic concerning this. See, this is living out this. This is this real to you, real to us. And so nothing happened, and we didn't do anything. We just left it aside there, and just praying a bit and enjoying God's presence and everything like that. And we made one phone call. We're just listening out and getting a bit of a sense what to do. One phone call knocked over £1,000 off it. So, great, Lord, this is wonderful. So then we got a prompting to go down and see somebody that we know, and we had a chat with them about it. And that resulted in a key that was going to knock another 25% off it. So it's on the way down. We're holding our position in Christ and enjoying him and trusting him and at peace in him. And well, it'll be wonderful. It's actually a blessing, because it's one of these situations that if they didn't discover their mistake now, we could have been 10 years on down the road and get 10 years back things charged. You know, this has happened to quite a few people here. So what I'm saying is nothing will throw you if you live like this. Absolutely nothing will throw you. People dying, that won't throw you. People with sickness in their body, that won't throw you, because you'll be drawing on Christ for the answer and Christ for the peace and Christ for the way forward. Nothing will throw you. Absolutely nothing will shake you. Nothing. See, Jesus said that his kingdom cannot be shaken. And the person truly living in his kingdom, truly seated in Christ Jesus, won't be shaken either by anything that comes along. Is it wonderful? You see, he says, seek. He says, get your mind set to this. Don't budge out of this situation. Praise God. You can't go any higher than where you already are. But you can come to a better understanding of it. And you can receive what, you see, everything is given. Everything's freely given. Everything's done. The work's all completed. The question is, will I receive it? Will I live in a finished work? It's wonderful. The Holy Spirit in you will guide you into all truth if you'll allow him. Young people, if you read in the scriptures, sit down with the Bible and you're going to read a bit. Suppose you've got to read a few of these scriptures, that'd be wonderful. And before you do, say, Holy Spirit, will you show me what this means for me? That'd be great. Because you'll start to see what you couldn't see before. It's only the Holy Spirit can open up our sight to see these things. And he loves to help us and loves to teach us. And Jesus said he'll guide you into all the truth if you go with him. Praise God. Now, God has work prepared for all of us to do. And there's some are studying right now. You might be studying, earning a living, running a home, raising children, bringing the love of God to those around you. He's got a whole work for us to do, but he wants us to do the work from out of this position. You see, because you're settled in this position with Christ, and so now you can work at peace. You can work in confidence. You'll see plenty of your colleagues in a right state all around you. And you will be held in this place of peace and confidence and freedom from the anxiety of the world. Well, that'd be wonderful. I see it's a revolution. Our people will be saying, well, what's gone on there? He's not all wound up about all this. Praise God. He wants everything done by his wisdom and from a restful place where I'm seated in Christ. In verse 3, he says, you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then we also will appear with him in glory. You're in glory now. No, you're in glory now. We're not waiting for heaven. As soon as I can get out of this terrible setup here and get to heaven. No. You're in heavenly places right now in Christ. You can receive all the peace, all the joy, all the celebration, all the confidence, all the strength from heaven right now in Christ. Praise God. And moving into heaven is just, well, it's just stepping out of this body and continuing on. Praise God. It's not this horrible mess now, and sooner I can get out, the better. No, it's us living in what God has given us right now and enjoying the fullness, coming into the fullness of this. It'd be wonderful. That scripture says Christ is our life. Praise God. Christ is our life. That's a message to find out, to discover. A new laptop or phone is not your life. A new kitchen or a car or some money or a holiday, that's not your life. Christ, who is your life. Christ, who is your life. There's the wonder of it. Praise God. Now, he goes on. You can read down to verse 10 here, and I'm just sort of paraphrasing a little bit out of this here. In verse 9, it says, don't lie to one another, since you've put off the old man with his deeds. You're seated with Christ, and the old person that you were is completely gone. It's a thing of the past. Now he says, put this on. Live in this. You're new. You're brand new. You're recreated in God. He says, put off all that old stuff. It lists some things there, uncleanness and anger and filthy language and everything. None of that fits anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. It's not right for you anymore. Look at verse 10. You have put on the new man. You have put on the new man. In other words, you agree you're a new person, a different person, a changed person, seated with Christ. Praise God, I'm put into Christ. So put on the new man who's renewed in knowledge. See, the new one knows who he is. The new person's born again. He knows who he is. He knows where he's positioned. He knows I'm raised up. I'm seated with Christ Jesus, and I'm a brand new person. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says in verse 10 that you are recreated according to the image of him who created him. You have been recreated. As soon as you got born again, you got recreated. You're a new person. And the new person that you are is made in the image and the likeness of God. Hallelujah. That's why none of this other stuff fits us. You've been recreated, born again in the image of God. God makes you tick the same way he ticks. He makes you tick the same way he ticks, because he's recreated you and he's sat you up right beside him. God's not budging. His word isn't budging. And good advice to us would be, don't budge. But stay right in everything that God has got for us. Here's a quick review. You're alive with Christ. You're raised up together with him and made sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. You're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified, you're saved to the uttermost. You're filled with God's Spirit. You're sat in his eternal presence forever. You've put off the old person that you were, and you've put on the new man who's renewed in knowledge. And we're not budging. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get this CD. Listen through to it. Make this a total part of your life. And it would be great for us now to break bread. And John, that'd be wonderful if you broke bread. That'd be marvelous.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Wow, what a message of victory. What a message of truth. Oh, praise you, Lord. Just thank him now. Just thank him now that we...